UN spokesman in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kamal Saiki, says forces led by rebel general Laurent Nkunda brutally killed civilians in January.
We have learned of a very serious incident where about 30 civilians have been killed by CNDP forces on the 16th and the 17th of January.
The killings occurred in and around Kalonge, around 100 kilometers west of Goma, which is the capital of the conflict-ridden North Kivu province. The CNDP denies involvement. The UN's Saiki also accuses the Congolese army of serious human rights violations.
We have also information about summary execution, this time of civilians also by the member of 2nd Congolese Armed Forces Integrated Brigade.
The UN says they have positively identified 8 victims, including 3 children. They say the deaths occurred on January 2nd in a village near Goma. The government could not be reached for comment. Despite the official end of DRC's civil war in 2003, conflict has raged on in this part of the country. Nearly 500,000 residents fled in 2007 because of ongoing violence. A ceasefire was agreed to on January 23rd by the warring factions, including Nkunda, other rebel militias, and the government. But fighting has continued. This week, nearly 30 were wounded at a military camp in a clash between Congolese soldiers and rebel fighters waiting to be integrated into the army. Saiki says the human rights violations are typical of the conflict in the region.
It is, unfortunately, a continuation of a very sad tradition of human rights violations that we've seen in this part of the Congo for many years now.
In late January, the UN mission reinforced its peacekeeping troops in eastern Congo. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.